Hallelujah. I think we can just go on dismiss right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm like, Bishop, I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited. He is just moving. He is just moving. If you're not connected, you're going to miss it. He's just moving. He's just opening doors. I'm telling you, he's doing something. You might think ain't nothing going on, but God's doing something. He is doing something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My scripture will be coming from 1 John chapter 2. And I will be reading from the Passion Translation. I will be verse 2, verse 20 through 27. Chapter 2, 20th through the 27th verse. It says, "But the Holy One has anointed you, and you all know the truth. So I'm writing you not because you don't know the truth, but because you do know it, and no lie belongs to the truth." 22nd verse. "Who is the real liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is the real Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever rejects the Son rejects the Father. Whoever embraces the Son embraces the Father also. So you must be sure to keep the message burning in your heart. That is the message of life you heard from the beginning. If you do, you will always be living in close relationship with the Son and with the Father. And he himself has promised us the never-ending life of the ages to come. It said, I've written these things about those who are attempting to lead you astray. But the wonderful anointing you have received from God is so much greater than their deception and now lives in you. There's no need for anyone to keep teaching you. His anointing teaches you all that you need to know, for it will lead you into truth, not a counterfeit. So just as the anointing has taught you, remain in him." And if I had to give a text, give a subject, thank you. My subject would be the anointing to expect the next level. The anointing to expect the next level. Okay, chapter 2 is talking about the fellowship that Christians have with God. And it says, according to the word of God, every born again, spirit-filled child of God has the anointing in his life. But everyone that is filled is responsible for keeping and increasing the level of anointing, because he gave it to you. He gave it to you. He gave you the anointing. He didn't give me your anointing. He gave me mine. Now, how would I look giving you a puppy, and every day you expect me to come over to your house and feed it for you? Now, all that wouldn't look right. That don't make too much sense. Now, if I gave you the puppy, you're responsible for feeding it, watering it, taking care of it, getting it shots, growing it up. Okay, God gave all of his filled believing Christians, you were filled with the anointing. But he didn't expect for your anointing to stay at that level. He expects for you to grow it. And you grow it with your faith. You grow it with your faith, but he expected you to grow it. He didn't want you to stay in that same place. You know, and a lot of time, because I'm talking about myself too, I have been in that, you know, place where you see other people performing, not performing, but equipped with the anointing and are able to move, and you see the Spirit move on them and things happen, and you're like, Lord, why? Why does that not? Why can't I move in that anointing? Well, what are you doing with yours? What are you doing with yours? Now, you don't know how that person has grown theirs. You don't know how they have moved and increasing their faith level. You don't know what he or she are doing, but you know what you're doing. So if you know yours is not working, what are you doing with your anointing? And that, you know, a lot of people, they paid the price for that anointing. The way they studied, the way they have persevered, the way they have spent time in prayer, in reading. Now, I'm a person, I really don't like to read. I never have. But I make myself read. But I've seen, I got a friend girl, she get books, she can read a book a night. And I said, I admire that gift that you have to read like that. But I could do it. If I persevered it, I could do it. But I got a lazy spot right there. I just got to say that. I got a lazy spot right there. But yes. But anyway, that's the way other people minister, and they can operate like that. And, you know, we said we can't operate like that, but it's because of what we have done or what we have not done. Because God gave each and every one the same measure of faith. You got the same measure. All of us got the same measure. But according to how you grow yours is according to where you're at.